It's Wednesday, October 17th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a horrifying story, a Saudi journalist named Jamal Khashoggi was dragged from the consul general's office at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, killed and dismembered alive within 7 minutes, according to a Turkish source who has listened in full to an audio recording of Khashoggi's last moments, reports the Middle East Eye. Horrendous screams were heard by a witness downstairs, the source said. Saleh Mohammed Al-Tubagi, who has been identified as the head of forensic evidence in the Saudi General Security Department, was one of the 15-member squad who arrived in Ankara earlier that day on a private jet. Romans 3:15-18 says, "Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, one of Saudi Arabia's most vocal defenders in Congress, appeared on Fox and Friends yesterday, shaming the kingdom's powerful crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman.
"I've been their biggest defender on the floor of the United States Senate. This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey, and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused. I was on the floor every time defending Saudi Arabia because there's a good ally. There's a difference between a country and an individual."
Senator Graham promised tough sanctions against Saudi Arabia if the crown prince does not step aside. In an attempt to move on from the controversy over her long-standing claim that she is Native American, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts took a DNA test that would make her between 1/64th and 1/1024th Native American, reports the Boston Globe. However, the Cherokee Nation said using a DNA test to claim connection with a tribal nation is quote-unquote inappropriate and wrong. President Donald Trump has often mocked Warren, a likely 2020 Democrat presidential challenger, referring to her as Pocahontas. 4 years after Atlanta's fire chief Kelvin Cochran was suspended and then fired for publishing a book containing historic Christian beliefs, the city of Atlanta agreed Monday to pay him $1.2 million, reports Christian Headlines. Cochran's self-published 162-page book entitled "Who Told You That You Were Naked? Overcoming the Stronghold of Condemnation" included Bible verses addressing sexuality and homosexuality. It was the latter topic, though, that sparked a controversy and an investigation, and eventually his termination. He wrote the book on non-work time. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Cochran. Senior Counsel Kevin Theriot said, quote, "The government cannot force its employees to get its permission before they engage in free speech. It also cannot fire them for exercising that First Amendment freedom, causing them to lose both their freedom and their livelihoods," end quote. Nationally syndicated radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh encouraged his listeners to see the new pro-life movie Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, last Friday. And then, on Monday, he devoted more airtime to the movie.
"Gosnell killed most of the babies after they were born alive. And he did it by snipping their spinal cords with scissors. Now, I didn't say this on Friday because I didn't want to frighten people away. The numbers of children born alive, killed by this man, is stunning and shocking. Then you realize that the mainstream media never even covered the trial, much less what he had done. They've always done their best to suppress it. It was nearly impossible to get this movie made precisely because of what it revealed. Hollywood doesn't want this movie made. The actors in this movie were risking their future careers by taking roles. People like Nick Searcy chose to direct this movie. All of these people, in one way or another, were risking something major by tackling it and doing it. They couldn't find funding. People that run the GoFundMe pages would not allow any kind of public funding for the production costs. And it was a real challenge for him. He did his share of abortions in the womb, but the numbers of born alive that this man murdered, it's just stunning. You know, everybody thinks late-term abortion is bad."
In the wake of the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Republican and Democratic voters are energized in ways that no one had previously anticipated. making the 2018 midterm elections on Tuesday, November 6th, comparable to a presidential election year, reports Variety.com. On CBS's Sunday Morning, Tony DeCoppel asked Hillary Clinton whether her husband, President Bill Clinton, abused his power with White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
Do you think Bill should have resigned in the wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't an abuse of power?
No.
There are people who look at the incidents of the 90s and they say a president of the United States cannot have a consensual relationship with an intern. The power imbalance is too great.
Who was an adult.
Lewinsky herself wrote a Vanity Fair essay in February saying, quote, "Now at 44, I'm beginning to consider the implications of the power differentials that were so vast between a president and a White House intern. He was my boss. He was the most powerful man on the planet. He was 27 years my senior," end quote. And finally, some good news. The United States is back on top as the most competitive country in the world, regaining the number one spot for the first time since 2008 in an index produced by the World Economic Forum, reports the Wall Street Journal. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 17th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.